Are you ready to become a better version of yourself, to become a leader in your personal and professional life? Then welcome to the CJ Evolution Podcast, where we put a twist on traditional criminal justice professions and provide you with the tools you need to set yourself up for success in your career and for the future. Now, welcome your host, the CJ Evolutionist himself, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Episode 233 of CJ Evolution. That's Criminal Justice Evolution. This is a podcast for the criminal justice professional like you, hosted by me, another criminal justice professional. Special thanks to all the first responders out there, brave men and women doing a very difficult job in a very difficult environment, whatever you're doing in the criminal justice field. Thank you. Keep up the fantastic work. If you love coffee, folks, and I know a lot of you do, a lot of you are working graveyard shifts and various other shifts, whatever shifts you're working, I know you love coffee, or at least most of you. If you head over to cjevolution.com, you're going to see a link to Four Sigmatic. This is an amazing company offering some amazing products, most notably their mushroom coffee. It doesn't taste like mushrooms, but you're going to love it, and it's going to give you that zip to get through the rest of your day. And if you use the promo code CJEVO, you're going to get 15% off of all your purchases. You know, the one thing I really think makes us unique, makes the Criminal Justice Evolution Podcast unique, is we bring on guests and leaders that are outside of the criminal justice field. But the beauty of it is we can take their message and their work and we can tie it into the criminal justice field. My next guest exemplifies leadership and he exemplifies entrepreneurship. For those of you who know me and you've heard some of the podcasts, you know I'm a big entrepreneurial fan. And I'm a strong believer that everyone is going to do something after the criminal justice career they have. We're all going to start businesses. Maybe we'll get into, you know, maybe we'll write a book. Maybe we'll start a security business, whatever it is. You're not going to be doing this job for long. So you need to start thinking about that. Maybe not as a new officer, but definitely those who are on the other side of their career and are looking at things to do when you retire, because we're all living longer, like I said. My next guest is an amazing individual. He's going to talk about how he got tired of the daily grind. And a lot of us are in that grind, the rat race, whatever you want to call it. And he took a step forward and he started his own podcast. He's got one of the top ranked podcasts in the country now. So I hope you enjoy this great show with a great guest. Grab a notepad, take some notes. You're going to love it. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. I am super pumped to have Colin Morgan on the show. If you don't know who Colin is, he is a host of one of the top-ranked podcasts out there called the Daily Grind Podcast. He interviews successful business owners and people and in the hopes to inspire the next great entrepreneur. Colin, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Well, thank you so much. We talked a little bit off the air about, you know, why I invite people like you on the show, entrepreneurs, because like we discussed, Colin, it's so important that all of us get advice from people like you who were stuck in the grind and took that leap forward, because we're all living longer, right? We all have second, third, fourth careers. And a lot of listeners out there probably have an entrepreneurial bug and they want to start something. They just don't know how. So again, buddy, thank you for being on the show. I know you're very busy, a busy man, but did I miss anything in that bio?
No, that was perfect. That was a wonderful introduction. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, I hit it a little bit in the intro. What was the catalyst that got you started to start your business and your ventures and your podcast, which is phenomenal, by the way? What was the Thank catalyst you. That got you to step forward and start doing what you wanted to do and follow your passions?
Yeah, I think from a young age, I was kind of always entrepreneurial. Now that I look back on it, my parents, both my father, he owned restaurants, so he was an entrepreneur. My mother owned clothing stores. So I grew up in that environment mm-hmm. of always kind of, you know, being outside of the mold and what normal people do. But for a long time in my life, I had an athletic career. So I was a professional golfer for 3 years after university. And I was in my pursuit of reaching the PGA Tour. And I had to come to a realization at one point that what used to be my passion is no longer my passion. And I needed to transition into a different career. And for a long time, I had tried to, you know, get jobs. I was in the hospitality industry. I managed golf courses, restaurants, hotels. And then I got into trying to start my own businesses where I tried to open a car dealership where I was going to be in-house financing to people who couldn't necessarily afford cars. Mm-hmm. I tried an e-commerce business. I got into the golf business, and I eventually started to sell international real estate. And the thing was, is all those ventures failed because of my intentions. I got into it with the belief and understanding that, you know, I was going to start something and I'd make money quickly and I wouldn't put a lot of energy and effort into it. And that's just really not how business and entrepreneurship works. Mm-hmm. And I came to a realization at one point that, you know, doing what everyone else did and, you know, trying to find a job, it just wasn't for me. I never felt fulfilled. I never really understood how, if you advanced yourself and you got better, how, you know, your pay wouldn't get better. You wouldn't jump up in the company. So I decided to jump in with my father, who was kind of starting a business at the time, his mm-hmm. second career. And, I got into business with him. I learned about what he was doing. I fit in the best way I could, and we've grown the business ever since. So for me, it was a decision based on, I don't want to do what everyone else does. Yeah. And I grew up in an entrepreneurial space, and I needed to find something that I was passionate about, that I love to do. And that's because for a long time, you know, outside of golf, I was a really poor student. I never really immersed myself in much, and I would just kind of try things just to try them. But once I kind of felt something like I was a part of something and something could grow is when I really put in my full effort. I started to educate myself, and it's when things sort of started to happen for me.
Yeah, that's amazing. And a couple things that all resonated with me, but some of the things that really stuck out when you were just talking was the fact that you kept trying and you failed and you kept getting back on the horse and trying again, which we all have to do if we want to be successful. I think some people, or a lot of people out there, Colin, you know, they'll fail and then they'll just quit, and they won't, yeah. they won't keep going after their dream or their passion. The other thing that I think is really important that you hit on is if you're doing something just for money, I don't know if you're going to succeed rather than if you're doing, you might, I mean, there are some people that do, but I think you got to follow your passion and the money will come, right? I mean, you got to follow what you want to do. And if you're doing what you love or you really enjoy what you're doing, the money's going to follow, right?
Yeah. And it's all about providing value. The minute you kind of look outside and you say, you know, how do I get? It's more of how do I give? And every time I've given to people, I've gotten back. Every time I have been able to provide value to someone, I win too.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of changing that mentality of, you know, what's next for me, as opposed to how can I help John? How can I help Julie? What can I do in order to advance them? Because if they advance, you're going to advance.
Why do you think it's so hard for people to get that, what you just said? Because I agree 100% with what you said. Why is it so hard? Is it just who we surround ourselves with, or what?
I mean, I think that's a big part of it. And, you know, obviously the quote is you are the five people you spend the most time with. Mm-hmm. But I think it goes a lot deeper than that. I think that, you know, for me, I've always had this sort of like unrelenting want for more. Like I want to be successful. And I never really knew what that was for a long time. And, you know, you think it's money and you think it's things, but it's not that. It's just like, how do I continuously better myself every day? Mm-hmm. And, you know, to your point back of, you know, people quit after a certain amount of time, it's so true. And I think that people get so comfortable in what they do. Like people don't even realize that they'll wake up and they'll do the same thing Monday mm-hmm. through Friday. And on weekends, you know, you have beers with buddies or you go out to a restaurant, but you're stuck in this like really mundane thing that you're doing.
Yeah.
And when you face adversity or when you face a struggle, when you face failure, it's, you're in an uncommon position. Like you haven't been there before. You're not there a lot, so you don't know how to deal with it. So, I mean, a hack for people out there is to consistently every day put yourself in uncomfortable positions.
Exactly.
Whether that's working out, like I hate running. I hate doing cardio. So recently I've done it. I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to do something. And it builds that muscle. So when you do face adversity in life, in business, in your relationship, you can deal with it because you're facing it every single day. So yes, it's surrounding yourself with great people, but next it's the habits. It's the rituals that you have. And it's not routines. It's the habits that you have that are super important to push you forward.
Now, do you do any kind of, I found that a lot of successful people out there, Colin, they journal, they meditate. Mm-hmm. Obviously you hit on exercise, which is very important. If we're not being our best selves, mentally and physically, how are we going to provide for other people? I mean, what do you do, if you don't mind me asking, what do you do in the mornings, or what's your daily routine as far as getting into that mindset?
Yeah. And, you know, to that point, like a couple months ago, I had a routine dialed in, but then, like I had said, I found myself like just, I got comfortable with it. So you have to kind of constantly change things up, but there's definitely constants in what you do. Like I learned in golf, you know, you can't just jump in and play a tournament. And that's the same thing with business. You can't just jump in and perform. You need to prepare yourself. You need to mentally prepare yourself, physically prepare yourself. So, I mean, there's some constants in what I do is I do meditate. I do 15 minutes a day. And that's just to kind of quiet the mind early on and put yourself in a good place in order to go forward. I do some sort of exercise, and then I'll set my intentions for the day. So what do I want to accomplish today? And I break down that intention list and whatever you want to call it, setting goals, I guess, into three things. So there's so many things that you have going on in the day, but prioritizing what's important and getting those three things done up top, that's going to advance you forward. So it's not trying to get everything done, but it's trying to get the three things you need done. And just that constant kind of accumulation over time is what's going to lead to kind of your bigger results.
Yeah, and I think it's important that you have realistic goals, right? I mean, it's okay to set big goals, but you're not going to make $1 million in one day. You know, well, some people might, but you have to set realistic goals. You can't, I think sometimes, you know, it goes to, you know, at the beginning of the year, we all set all these grandiose goals and very few of us follow through with them because we're not setting these goals that we can attain, you know, within a reasonable amount of time. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And goal setting's funny, right? Because you don't want to be crazy with them, but you don't want to be too modest. Mm-hmm. Like you want to set goals that you don't think you can achieve. And I push this all the time, whereas if you have an idea and people and everyone you know says it's a good idea, like you probably have to do things a little differently because you want people to question what you're doing because that idea is probably going to be big, right? If you're thinking small, then everyone probably thinks it's a great idea. So you kind of want to be innovative, but you're right. You have to set realistic goals, but the goal should not be, I want to hit X amount of dollars this month.
Yeah,
because mentally, you're either going to reduce that goal because you realize that, you know, it's the 20th of the month and I'm not going to get there, or it's the 20th of the month, you're already there and you slow down. Yeah. So it's, what can I do to constantly better yourself every day?
Yeah. I want to digress a little bit. We were talking off the air, Colin, a little bit about golf, and I know you were a professional golfer. I just got to ask you, what is it like? I mean, I have an idea. What is it like to play on that level? I mean, you hit it. You got to get into the mindset. But, I mean, imagine it's just unbelievably competitive. And I've always wondered, how do you guys, men and women who are professional golfers, how do you stay so calm when there's thousands of people watching you? I mean, it always blew me away.
I don't know if you'd ever be calm. I think the more you do it, the more comfortable you get. So it's kind of like it's kind of that situation. But it's just putting yourself, it's practicing how you play. Yeah. So if you're on the driving range, if you're just hitting balls, right? If you're just, you know, standing up, hitting the same 7-iron over and over again, that's great. But you're not putting yourself in a situation where you're going to be on the course. So it's kind of like playing different games. It's not hitting the same club over and over. It's picking different shots and mentally putting yourself in a situation and picking targets. So it's really through preparation in which you can kind of somewhat get comfortable, but it's always a little uncomfortable.
Yeah. Jeez. All right. Back to the important stuff. Not that golf isn't important. I love golf. How did you start? You have a top rank podcast, Daily Grind podcast. We'll have it in the show notes after the show. I mean, how did you go from what we talked about to, hey, I'm going to start a podcast?
You know what? It's funny. I got introduced to podcasts probably about a year and a half ago. So I was very raw into them. And like many others, I came across John Lee Dumas's Entrepreneur on Fire. And I just loved it because I'm like, every day you get to hear stories of people who are doing what ultimately you want to do. And I just came to a realization. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to reach out to John, let him know who I am and see if I can be on the show. Like, I've never been on a podcast before. And he said yes. So I had to come to grips with, okay, shit.
Oh, here we go. I didn't think it was going to happen. Now it's happening.
Exactly, right? So I pondered over what I was going to do and what I was going to say and what intention I would have. And you know, I did the episode. It came out, you know, 3 months after I had recorded it with them. And, you know, from that episode, our business that month generated an extra $10,000. Actually, that week it was live.
Yeah.
So I knew that there was an audience for it. And I'm in terms of my expertise, it's sort of in marketing and sales. So I'm always looking at different ways to gain more business. And mm-hmm. I found that as a really unique thing to be able to interview people and drive traffic. And I saw what he was doing and I'm like, I can do that.
Yeah.
So I just reached out to some people, didn't have a name, didn't have a show. And a lot of people started saying yes. So I started off thinking I was going to do it 1-2 days a week. And then I'm like, you know what? I'll do it every day. Like most people think again that it can't be done, but John's doing it. I'm not going to do it 7 days a week.
I was going to say, that's what he was doing. I don't know if he's doing it anymore. I don't know if he's
not. He dropped down to two.
Okay.
One on one. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just selfishly, I really wanted to speak with interesting people like yourself and understand what makes them successful. What habits do they have? How did they get to this point? What did they do before? And over time, I started to incorporate a lot into what they were doing into my business. And you see massive results as you're going through this. So, I mean, it kind of came out of, it started as a point of me being selfish, wanting to do it. And then now it's funny how the audience grows and you're able to get some amazing guests and now provide high value solutions to them. And it's podcasting for anyone out there, just a really good tool. Even if you just do it for yourself, yourself every day.
Yeah, it is so amazing. I mean, I love podcasting. I try to do a couple shows a week. Like you, I've had some big names on the show, and I love it. And it's amazing to me, Colin, like you reached out to JLD and said, hey, you know, I'd love to come on your show. It's amazing how you can connect with people these days. I mean, look what you, I just reached out to you and say, hey, buddy, you want to come on my show? I'd love to have you on. You were like, absolutely. I mean, you don't have, I really do think that we live in one of the greatest times ever as far as technology-wise, because there's very little gatekeepers anymore. If I wanted to reach out to Colin Morgan, I just send him an email or I go to your site and I reach out to you. It really is amazing, you know, with what technology is doing. Hell, we're on a phone call right now. And it really is amazing, you know, and I applaud you for doing what you love. And again, the show's great.
I appreciate that. And I mean, even through social media, you can send a direct message to someone that you would never think would respond to you. And they may not, but they may. And it's just that point of you have to go for it. So if you're wanting to speak to someone, you need to find a unique approach, like what's going to interest them. And that's what podcasting is you realize that people aren't really going to respond to you if they don't see value in it or if they're not interested. But a lot of people want to share their story. A lot of people want to talk about what struggles they came across and how they overcame it and how they got to this point to inspire others. So if you can, that's what podcasting is, just a unique way in order to get in touch with amazing people.
Yeah. And it is amazing. And, you know, just to kind of piggyback on what you just said for people out there listening, you can't approach people with asking them what they can do for you. You have to, like you said, you have to bring value to them. And more importantly, value to the listeners. So I think so many people out there, they're just, okay, what can this person do for me? And that's the wrong approach, right?
It is. You have to always be thinking of how you can help people for sure. Yeah.
Now, what were some of the challenges you faced with the podcast? I'm sure it was not a smooth ride. I know I had my challenges with my show because a lot of it is I had to learn myself. What were some of the challenges you faced, Colin?
Early on, doubts. I didn't fully believe in what I was doing. And I always laugh. I think the first 15, 20 episodes I did shirtless because I was sweating so much. <You know? laughs> It's kind of like getting over the fact, like, I don't know if I can swear on the show, but.
No, go ahead.
Just like, holy shit, I'm on a call with this person. Like, who am I? Like, I'm shirtless over here laughing at myself. Like, what am I doing?
But you had that confidence to keep going.
Yeah, awesome. It's kind of it's the fear, but and then two, it's, you know, you do it 5 days a week. even though I love it, it's tough, right? Mm-hmm. Like for a while, it was really tough before I could find someone to help with some editing and things like that. Like editing your show every day is hours and hours of work on top of running a business. So it was very overwhelming. It gets frustrating, but it's just like you need to keep pushing forward. But I mean, things evolve, right? Whether I do 5 days a week, 7 days a week, 2 days a week, in the future, it's just what is going to better you.
Yeah.
I think that that's what's important.
And you get better at it. Like you said, you get more confident. You get, I mean, I was the same way as you. I was kind of freaking out when I had my first show. And then, you know, I was doing like a lot of solo episodes. And then I started reaching out to people. And then, you know, crap, I'm getting guests on. And then you're nervous. Yeah. And then you're trying to, you know, sound okay. And, you know, some of, you know, and I had some bad episodes. I don't know if you did, where I'm like, I listen to them now. I'm like, holy crap.
Horrible.
I can't believe I did.
I had some horrible episodes.
But that's what makes us better, right? And I was really, you know, I was at a point where I was like, yeah, I'm going to give this up. But like you said, I kind of, you know, went for it. And yeah, my show is growing too. And I love it. I just love doing what I'm doing in the show. And of course I love being a cop too. So what motivates you? What gets you up in the morning, buddy?
Knowing that today I can be better than yesterday. And I think that's motivation enough. Like I don't need to watch videos. I don't need to listen to podcasts. I do for information, but it's knowing that I can wake up today and be better than I was yesterday. Mm-hmm. And over time, like where can that take me? And that's just like even thinking about it, you just get tingles. I get that feeling of wow, like, this is what we're here for. And this is what I'm put on earth to do, is just to get better. It doesn't matter, you know, what impact you make or what you think. It's just, how do you get better? And that's motivation enough for me.
Yeah. And so many people like you say in your show, I mean, they're just stuck in that daily grind, man. I remember listening to, I think it was Gary V, one of his podcasts, where he was talking about, he gets jazzed for Mondays. So many people hate Mondays. He said he gets excited on Sunday for Monday because he's doing what he loves, and he loves providing for people and giving back to people and providing great content. And again, so many people, and I've been there once or twice, maybe more than that, where I'm like, God, it's Monday again.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go to work.
Totally. And I forget someone I wish I knew his name. But anyway, someone who everyone would know. I think said, if you show up to work consistently feeling like I hate being here,
you gotta
for
leave.
A week,
you gotta leave. And you know what? There's never a good time, Colin, right? There's never a good time.
It's never going to be perfect.
The traffic lights of life are never going to be green. People say, well, I'm going to stick it out, you know, until I get more in my 401 or whatever. Okay. I'm not saying for the listeners out there that you shouldn't take your financial condition into consideration. Very, very important. But I agree with you, man. If you are stuck and you hate your job, again, if you're doing that day in, day out, it's time to leave and look for something else.
Yeah. And, you know, you have to be smart with it. Exactly like you said, right? You don't want to just quit, but you need to start doing things today.
Yeah.
And there's so many people out there that I talk to who are like, I just don't have time. And I just think that's the biggest crock in
all you do is all you have is time. All
you have so much time.
All you have is time. And that's really only the thing that we can control, right, Colin? We can control what we're spending our time on.
It's true. And the sad thing is most people know that if they took 2 hours out of their day, which means not watching TV or maybe getting up an hour earlier. Like you get up an hour earlier. Instead of getting up at 7, you get up at 6. And instead of watching TV at 7, you work at 7. Mm-hmm. If you put in those 2 hours a day, you're going to be amazed. And most people know that. Mm-hmm. But the sad thing is they won't do it because it makes them feel uncomfortable. They like watching TV. Yeah. Like they're comfortable, right?
Yeah, it's routine. And I'll take it. I'll take it a step further. And I agree with what you said. I think when people start doing that, Colin, when they start getting out of their comfort zone and actually doing something, there's people usually around them that are saying, what are you doing, dude? You can't do that. You're going to fail.
Exactly.
You got to stay in the herd. You can't go out there. And people don't understand. And I know you understand this. When you stray from the herd and you're out there like you doing what you love, other successful people out there, there's less competition, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I've always learned that if you were within the herd and you're staying within the herd, you know, and once you stray and you start seeing some success and you start doing what you love, there's competition out there, but it's not the competition one might think. Because no, so few people want to do that.
Yeah. And you got to realize too, like a lot of these, it's funny, right? Even for me, like, I don't know, I find this as an entrepreneur, people ask me, you know, what do you do? Right. And, you know, I'll bring up the podcast and like, you're so many perplexed faces, right? Like what? Like, how do you make money on that? And you know what? You just smile, right? Cause it's like, it's not for you. Or if you don't know what it is, you need to know what it
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
Right.
It's funny. You need to figure out, and I always get asked, Colin, I'm sure you have, how did you do that? How did you start a podcast? And you know what I tell them? I say, once you figure out the why, the how's going to come. You're going to figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. And I love that. And I think I had someone on the show who also said, too, it's the why, but it's also the because. You mm-hmm. need to figure out your because. So when people ask you why, you need to say because, and you need to figure out what that answer is.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Colin Morgan, you're the man. How can people find you? We mentioned the podcast, but if they want to reach out to you, how can they find you?
On all social platforms, Instagram is one that I'm mostly active on. That is colinmorgan.dgp. I can share that link for everyone. Feel free to reach out, send me a direct message. Or like I said, you can visit my website at dailygrindpodcast.com. And if there's anyone out there looking to start a business, that's what we help with. And you can go to plan2profit.ca.
Well, Colin Morgan, thank you so much, buddy, for coming on the show. You're a rock star. Keep up the great work. Much success to you in the future.
Patrick, thanks so much for having me on the show. Love your show. You're doing some amazing things, and keep it up.
Thank you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.